Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're covering many topics this morning, but one of them is the in terms of the backdrop reported around U.S. frustration with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with American officials privately saying, if this is true, that he's a child who just won't behave. What is the latest? My next guest is Dr. Michael Barak. He's a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. This quote from U.S. officials is unusually blunt, even undiplomatic. Is it venting? Is it a signal of a deeper shift? Is it real?
First of all, good morning. And Israel actually has a kind of alliance with the Druzes. The massacre that we have witnessed there cannot let Israel to stand by, but Israel should be wise and interfere. Like even below the radar, it has like because Donald Trump has good relations with Bibi Netanyahu and also with Mohammad al-Julani, Israel could use these diplomatic ties with Trump and to convince him to have a kind of pressure on Julani to stop the massacre in the Druzes. Now Israel and it's a tough question because we don't know now that of course United States Donald Trump doesn't like that Israel took initiative and bombed the headquarters of the chief staff of the Syrian army in Damascus, because again it can open a negative gate to Israel. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that Israel could solve this problem, cope with this problem, with the massacre, by pushing Trump to use its diplomatic leverage on Julani. Bombing the chief staff headquarters is, I think, in the midterm and the long term, can cultivate a negative attitude or atmosphere among the Syrian army, among the Syrian people against Israel. And again, I'm not from a position to criticize the response of Israel. Of course, it's something what should be done against the massacre of the Druzes, but I'm not sure that bombing the chief of staff's headquarters in Damascus can serve the interest of Israel for the midterm. But of course, again, we have to remember that Mohammad al-Julani is trying, again, I don't believe that Mohammad al-Julani actually has become a good man and he's a peaceful man, but because he's playing the game, he's saying the right things, he wants to show that his main interest is to stabilize Syria. We have to play the game. Unfortunately, there are some militias that are also been funded by Iran. Some of them are being activated by ISIS and the former Al-Qaeda members. And it seems that Mohammad al-Julani cannot control on those militias. This is a challenge for him. So there are like different narratives if those militias were sent in the name of al-Julani or they were active independently. Yeah, we don't know, but again, it's the responsibility of al-Julani to make sure that
To keep them under control.
Yes, so because it took too many, I think it took 3 days in order to prevent them from continuing to the Jabal of Druz, the to El Sueda. I from the beginning, I also had another program with you. I said that I was optimist that Mohammad al-Julani will strive to stabilize
to
the region
control.
In Syria. I still believe that al-Julani wants to stabilize the region and will have like ties with Israel. I don't know, cold, kind of cold peace. But we see that there are, like, as I mentioned, dissident powers like Iran or ISIS, others that are trying to act, that are trying to destabilize the Syrian state. And of course, the Druzes are, again, we need to we, Israel should help them, but not in public, you know, not like, because we don't want to be drowned or to be sunk into the Syrian sand. There is all the history of Syria, we see that there were clashes between because of sectarian rift.
Yes.
So we are not, Israel is not able to solve it, but Israel has to, as I mentioned, to have pressure on Donald Trump, to have pressure on the
right.
Mohammed al-Julani to take more measures
right.
In this matter. It's by the way, it's also serving the this thing is also serving the Turkey, because Turkey is not interested that Mohammed al-Julani will get nearer to
yes.
Israel.
Yes.
So by bombing the headquarters of the chief staff of the Syrian army in Damascus, this is something that create anger and upsetting
right.
and makes the Syrian angry, and this is serves the Turkish
interest. The in terms of the stress that this has caused, or this seems to have caused, with the United States, this type of comment about Netanyahu being a child, it's either leaked intentionally or it is designed to try and get Netanyahu to behave. What do you think the value is of this type of comment being made public?
It's very difficult to me to accept this narrative that the action of Israeli states in Syria is because of Bibi Netanyahu trial. I don't accept it. I don't think that Netanyahu wants to drag Israel to this adventure because of his trial. I don't think it's true. I think politics is can sometimes invent things. So again, I think that from 7th of October, Israeli politicians from all sides need to learn how to conduct a uniting narrative, not a dividing narrative.
Right.
This is, we have to be united. Again, also the Jewish people around the world. Maybe I'm naive, but it's very important, because we see what happens in the world, the growing of the anti-Semitism.
Certainly.
And also inside the campuses. So the politicians in Israel have a very important role to promote a uniting narrative. And if they don't, of course, they cannot agree with each other, but they need to have a respect to promote a respecting narrative, like it was in the 80s when Menachem Begin was not agreeing with Shulamit Aloni from the left side. He knew how to handle, how to conduct, to use a nice language. They, unfortunately, politicians sometimes drag to not negative corners. But again, I'm not in politics, so I don't know.
I think everyone in Israel and now around the world is in politics. Do you think that the fact that it now seems to be peaceful, there seems to have been some form of balance restored? Are you hopeful that this will that will continue?
That with what, please?
That the ceasefire or the relative stability in the area in Syria will continue.
I doubt. I think Julani is trying. Maybe again. I'm not. I don't know who to believe. Like, if Mohammed al-Julani was trying to restrain those militias and to have security over there, or actually he was sending an experienced balloon, like he sent those militias and he wanted to see what will happen. Ceasefire can prevail, but again, there are still ISIS members, there are still Iranian funding in some activists in south of Syria. So I don't know if the ceasefire will be 100%. Like maybe there will be some clashes. Also the Druzes wants to have revenge. So this is a story that we don't know how it will continue. Israel, of course, need to be smart in this issue and not to interfere in public. Also the Druzes are very afraid that they will be identified as allies of Israel. Because, of course, Israel is not a beloved state in some parts of Syria. And the Druzes all over the history were perceived and portrayed as an infidels and the separation of the Shia and as collaborators of different enemies along the history. So they are not interested now to be portrayed as identified with Israel. Of course, there are the Druze community is not composed from one color. We have different colors. Some likes one and one and say it in public that they want the cooperation with Israel. Some say that they don't want. They have not invited Israeli help to help them. And some of them don't like Israel. Also, the Druzes in Lebanon say that no one invited Israel to interfere in Syria because they are afraid that all along the history, they were trying to hide their activity because they were hunted and massacred during the history. So they were, by attracting the attention of the majority of the Sunnis, saying that they are a good ally of Israel,
yes.
This can open a gates of hate. And again, and another massacre of the Druzes. So right. Israel, in this matter, should support the Druzes, but not in public or
right.
And not like it's do it more clever.
That is where we leave it, Dr. Michael Barak. Thank you, as always, senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. It's 8:31.